Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did the reunion, the meeting and the conversation of the souls. When a person passes away, then the experience that he goes through, that all the merciful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had passed away before, whether it be his family, whether it be his friends, whether it be people that knew him, so all the pious souls, they rush forward to go and meet this person. So excited they are that this person has come. So they go to receive him just as a bringer of good news is received in this world. Then some of them say, give him a chance. This person has just gone through a lot of pain. So just give him a chance. Don't rush him. In other words, people are so excited on that side. The souls are so excited. They're rushing him. So some say, give him a chance. Allow him to get his breath back. Then they start asking, this such and such a person married, such and such a person, what happened to him? So they start getting the khabar of all the people on this side. So the people on that side, they are so excited. Can you imagine now how excited this person is that passed away? That he's all these people all coming there to welcome him and to receive him. So imagine what excitement there is on that side also. So sometimes we should, or many times we should actually try and think and ponder that what is the experience on that side. And then when the person goes through that and he realizes that this is not something that to fight about. Such a beautiful experience. A person is told that you're going to go, for example, to your village in India, and when you go there and you reach there, all the village people will be waiting for you to welcome you and to take you and to talk to you, and they'll be so excited to meet you. Now, a person won't fright to go there because now he already knows that these people are already going to be there to wait and meet, etc. So he'll be so excited about that journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your actions are presented to your families and relatives who are already gone to the year after. So the families that are already gone, so your actions are presented to them. And if a person does good actions, they actually make dua. Family makes dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is through your grace and mercy, complete your favor on him and let him die on it. So when they are getting this good news that this person, this family member, this son of ours, this grandson of ours, this nephew of ours, this friend of ours, make dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that complete your mercy on him and allow him to die on it. And when the actions of a sinner are presented to those family members, when they are presented, they make dua, so Allah, inspire him to do good actions which you are pleased with and which will bring him close to you. So one of the ways of pleasing the people that have passed away, the deceased, one of the ways of pleasing them, we know, is sending ihsanu sawab. The sawab reaches them. But also ourselves, when we are doing good actions, the news is reaching them and they are getting happy. This person is doing good actions. So, although we are doing it specifically for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is one fringe benefit, one side benefit that we're getting, is even those family members of ours that are getting the news, their hearts also are getting happy. The person, like how he wanted to please them in this world, or he may have not pleased them in this world, now he still got the opportunity to make them happy. How? Do those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will make it such that it will please them also. And Sa'id ibn Jubayrin radiyallahu anhu qal, إِذَا مَاتَ الْمَيِّتُ إِسْتَقْبَلَهُ وَلَدَهُ كَمَا يُسْتَقْبَلُ الْغَائِبُ. Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiyallahu anhu said, when a person passes away, his children welcome him in the world of souls, just as a person who has gone out is received when he returns. Person who may have lost his children, they passed away before him. So now they are already there to receive him. Like how a person is welcomed in this world when he comes back, for example, from Hajj or something. How he is welcomed in this world. He was gone out for some journey, some travel, and now he came back. How the family is so excited. They wait for him at the airport. They welcome him. Here Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu said that when a person passes away, his children welcome him in the world of souls, just as a person who has gone out is received when he returns. عن ثابت البناني رضي الله عنه قال بلغنا أن الميت إذا مات احتوشته أهله وأقاربه الذين تقدمه من الموتى فلهم أفرح بهم وهو أفرح بهم من المسافر إذا قدم إلى أهله فلهم أفرح به وهو أفرح بهم من المسافر إذا قدم إلى أهله. هذا ثابت البناني رحمه الله relates that we heard that when a person passes away and he reaches the world of souls, his family and relatives who had passed away before him come from all sides and surround him. So his family and his relatives are not just coming from the front, They're coming from all sides and now they surround him. They and him are more happy to meet each other, than when a traveller returns to his family. The person has gone out for long, he comes back now, suddenly he sees his children, he sees his wife, he sees his family, he's so happy. He's come back after long, after the journey, he's so excited. This person who has passed away, when he meets his family there on that side, he is so excited, so happy. From all sides they come to meet him, and this person is more happier even than that traveller when he comes back and he sees his children, his wife, his family. How happy he is. Even more happier than that, this person who has passed away feels, because of this beautiful ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, that everyone welcomes him there. When the deceased is enshrouded, now we do one more section today, when the deceased is enshrouded, what happens when that kafan is put onto the body? What happens to this person at that time when that kafan is being put onto his body? And Amr ibn Dinar radiallahu anhu qal, ma min mayyitin yamutu illa wa ruhahu fi yadi malikin yanzuru ila jasadihi kayfa yughsalu wa kayfa yukaffanu wa kayfa yumsha bihi wa yuqalu lahu wa huwa ala saririhi isma' thana' an-nasi alayk. Hazrat Amr ibn Dinar radiallahu anhu narrates, Hazrat Amr ibn Dinar rahimahullah narrates, that when a person passes away, his soul remains in the hand of an angel who then observes how his body is bathed. So this person is observing everything, how his ghusl is taking place, how he is enshrouded and how he is carried away. He's witnessing it. His hand or his soul is in the hand of an angel. This person is still on his funeral bier when the angel says to him, listen to the praises which the people are showering on you. The angel also is giving him khush khabri. Listen, see what the people are talking, such nice things, so highly speaking of you. Listen to what the people are speaking of you. Listen to the praises which the people are showering on you. And early praise is a prelude to the good which is yet to come. So this is the type of bashara that the angel is giving to him, that listen to the good news that people are talking about you. This is just like a sign that there's still more good and still more enjoyment to come. A similar narration stating that the angels speak to the deceased in this way is narrated by Hazrat Sufyan rahimahullah. The angels address him in this way to demonstrate his importance, to make him feel great and to give him hope for the future. This is one way that the malaika give the person hope. Listen, see what nice things everyone is speaking about you. Listen to what they're saying. So now that he's already building that enthusiasm, now he's there in the company of these angels and his hope also is increasing. So nice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. Sometimes we hear that a person is passing away in hospital, he's passing away very desolate, dead, very isolated, nobody there. But what we don't realize is Allah Pak has got his malaika there. The malaika are there to receive this person, to comfort the person. No person in the dunya can make it, give him that comfort. If any person goes and speak to him, can they give him that comfort that Allah Pak has arranged the comfort of the malaika? So therefore we should never lose hope and say that such an isolated dead and people are dying in this manner. No, we should actually think of how the malaika come and they receive him. Not to say that people, actually we should make dua and hope that things do open up so that people can come and they can visit, because this is the actual sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May people come and they give words of encouragement, they make talqeen for the person that is passing away, they comfort him. But in the absence of this, not to say that Allah Pak will allow this person to go away in such a manner that is not befitting of a pious person. Allah Pak will make his own intizam, but it doesn't say that we should not make an effort to try and assist those people that are in this condition. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.